Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hi, that's me. Oh, I had so much fun last night at the 13th Street open mic on 13th Street off of Avenue A. Side bar of the Phoenix Bar. What a great time that was. So many interesting new comics. Have to do a shout out, of course, to Jillian Cohen, doing a great job, and Tom Newell, two of my favorite people. Hey, Facebook friend them. They're funny. Jillian Cohen, Tom Newell. Two very funny people doing a great job. It's my favorite open mic in the city. What can I say? It helps that it's two blocks away, but it's my favorite one just because they are just so supportive and nice. So here's to you, Jillian Cohen and Tom Newell. Oh, yeah. You know how I am. Speaking of me.
Hi. I'm Aloha, the good time girl. It's Sunday. I slip my tan young body into a blue serge suit. I love the way it feels. Tossing a hibiscus flower into my goldfish bowl, I light a tie stick and watch my pet angelfish die. I guess the water wasn't the right temperature. Life's funny that way. I wonder what Wally's up to these days. I haven't seen him since I set his little sister on fire. It was just a joke. Boy, nobody knows how to laugh anymore. Too bad about Wally. I really thought we had something special. Oh well, easy come, easy go. Reaching for a bottle of Molson Ale, I popped the top off with my teeth. Makes it taste better that way. I'm a fun girl. Why can't I keep a guy? Why ask why? Well, it's getting late. I wouldn't want to miss the only real pleasure I get out of life. Where is that can of kerosene? You know, some people wait for things to happen. Not me. Damn, why do I have to be so responsible? I guess I'm just that kind of girl. Sensitive, you know? Kicking a sleeping cat out of my way, I embark on my most favorite pastime. I'm going to burn that photo mat right down to the ground. It's the little things in life that really make me happy. Who knows? Maybe tonight I'll get lucky. Meet some guy. Get married. Have kids. Settle down. Nah, why spoil a good thing?
Everything she sees, she can't express one goddamn thing. Turns the telly on, forgets the pain. Sits back, goes more insane. And she's all bottled up when her tires are turning around. And she's all bottled up, and the world keeps spinning around. She's all bottled up. Feeling rough. She feels a deep, deep urge inside. She has no guts to just go outside. Thinks someone else can do her work. It's up to her to resolve her quirks. And she's all bottled up when her tides are turning around. And she's all bottled up. And the world keeps spinning around. She's all bottled up, and she's feeling rough. She has her own answers, but she won't change. She's about to explode, cause she likes to wait. She's all bottled up. She has her
what did I do?
What did I do?
I'm asking you anew. Give me a clue.
Give me a clue.
What made you say toodaloo? I wish I knew.
I wish I knew.
What's bugging
what's
you?
Bugging you?
What did I do?
What did I do?
Our love has gone askew. Oh, please can't you?
Oh, please can't you?
Drop the other shoe. Can I break through?
Can I break through?
Can I undo?
Can I undo?
Can we renew?
Can we renew?
Can I construe?
Can I construe?
What did I?
I'm Aloha, the good time girl. It's Sunday. I slip my tan young body into a blue serge suit. I love the way it feels. Tossing a hibiscus. Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me? Nancy Lombardo, an American. For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you? This is for all my Asians out there. Turn it up.
Hey there, my name is Jen Kwok, and I'm here to tell you that dating Asians rocks. They have smooth skin and silky hair, so damn exotic, got that ethnic flair. So sweet and gentle smell, perkiness, you do what you always wanted to. So a pity and so please you like no one can.
That's right, I'm talking about an Asian man.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, you fucking Asian man. When you walk down the street, they're honest dudes, honey, they won't cheat. Not saying if he sees a hot chick, he won't bone her. Hey, that's why we got concubines in our culture. Some people say that I am full of bullshit. Yeah, I'm dating a white guy, but I ain't no hypocrite. I've dated Chinese, Korean, and Sri Lankan. Yeah, I'm down with the brown, don't even get me started. Where are my Punjabis at? Where are my Filipinos at? Where my bubble tea drinkers at?
Everyone should be raising their hands for that one. It's delicious.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, you fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one.
Jennifer Kwok, so say the elemental wizard. What's happening? Are you Japanese? Can I have a piece of miso? Maybe a frappuccino? When speaking of Chinese, meet me at Silk Road Place, please, for the open mic, for some bubble tea. In Thai, I met a cute guy when I ordered Tom Yum. I could go there every day, feeling on his hot bum. Cultural exchange, I could teach you the Torah, light the menorah. Can I have some mosa? Road fading your medicine balls in the palm of my hand, never letting them fall. I hope that I look as good as Andy Lau when I advance in age, still standing proud. And what about my Persian peeps? Certainly help me to absorb the heat. You're sure to please them, my Patels, Kims, and Wongs. My love's quite strong, like a Bollywood movie, we dance all night long.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, you fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, fuck one.
Asian men have been such an important force in my life. Like my dad. Don't date my dad. He's married to my mom. And theoretically, I'm old enough to handle it if they got a divorce, but, you know, it kind of mess with me. It would kind of mess with me, I'm not going to lie. So just, don't date my dad.
Don't look the same one, find a different one.
I'd cut you.
That would be a gangbang.
Yeah, that's not cool. Don't date my dad.
Unless that's what you're into. I'm not here to judge. Make it consensual.
I'm not even going to tell you his name, because you're not going to be able to find him now. Therefore, you won't be able to date him.
That was Jen Kwok. You could look her up online or YouTube. She's a very funny lady. Good comedian. Anyway, a great video. I think Sosei, Andrew Singer, the Elemental Wizard, helped her with that one or filmed it. I think he's in it, too. A lot of people I know are in it. Phil Nee's in it. So it's like that. And I love the open mic over here. I got to say again, I just love it at the Phoenix Bar. Thursday nights, 6:30, open mic. It's terrific. Shout out to Jillian Cohen and Tom Newell. Got a shout out to them because they're good. Speaking of shout outs, my ever loyal Betty Jo Tucker in the chat room. And this Tuesday on Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m., Romance on Screen and Page. Although 50 Shades of Grey opens at theaters this Valentine's Day, Movie Attic Headquarters offer us a variety take on romance during the show's February 10th episode. Filmmaker Misha Zubarev and publisher Denise Cassino discuss It Had to Be Us. And the movie reviewed, and oh, that's a great book. That should be a movie. Anyway, and it's a great Valentine's present. I think you can order it. Where can they order it, Betty Jo? Post that and I'll announce where they can order it. I think you can get it on Amazon, I seem to remember. So you want to go to Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. with your hostess, Betty Jo Tucker. Also, my friend George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. And also check out Wacko Bob, Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m., and Chuck Skull changed his time. Kat Vecchione's show is 8 p.m. Saturdays on Blog Talk Radio, World Rock, and Chuck Skull has a Saturday morning show at, I'm going to say, 10 or 11 a.m., the Golden Age of Radio, and I think his new show is 11 a.m. Mondays through Fridays at 11 a.m. That's a lot of information. Just go Facebook friend them, and you'll know when everybody's show's on. Go to the Wacko Bob Network there, the Wacko Show. You'll find it on Facebook. Just go there. Don't have me tell you how to go there. Just go there. Anyway, let's hear a little Jenna Esposito. We haven't heard her in a long time. Oh, Amazon Kindle Store. Oh.
Last night I was dreaming. I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Well, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only girl in town was me. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea, while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil well, two men giving me gold. And another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about a 40 carats, I am told. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were three guys dancing the mambo, three guys falling the jack, and all the rest, they really did their best. Boy, it surely was a lively pack. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Oh, she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause if it's just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me around. 13 men and me, the only gal in town.
Jenna Esposito, you can find her on Facebook, and her CDs are on CD Baby. So are mine. I got three on CD Baby. If you're not doing anything, you might want to just go download them, because they're funny. Anyway, we'll keep it moving here with, James Tristan Redding. Oh, yeah. Let's have a little James.
Write a song for Leslie, 'cause all the things she does and says, Lee, make me want to sing for Leslie. And I'm a man who likes to as Nestle. Too bad it's not as sweet as Leslie. I love her so, but I digressly. That little sugar plum named Leslie. When I'm in Cleveland, I don't wanna leave land. There's just one single reason why. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. It's 'cause I'd miss that girl Les life. It rhymes, I swear it does. From a few miles up the blocky, sometimes the water's kinda chalky. So every night by 10 o'clock, I'm full of Pabst and old Milwaukee. But my second home's Ohio, because the well is never dry, oh. But so before I say goodbye, oh, cheers to Leslie, me, oh my, oh. When I'm in Cleveland, I don't wanna leave land. There's just one single reason why. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. I'd miss that girl Leslie. When I'm in Cleveland, I don't wanna leave land. And there's just one single reason why. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. It's 'cause I'd miss that girl Leslie. Yeah. It's not the beer or all the awesome people here. 'Cause I'd miss that girl Leslie.
Hey, Wacko Network. Chuck Skull just joined the chat room. You can join the chat room by just logging on to Blog Talk Radio and getting a chat name, preferably one that promotes yourself. And then you can join the chat and I'll announce your information. Chuck Skull, 11 today. He's going to have on Blog Talk Radio In the Pickle Barrel, 2015. Okay, In the Pickle Barrel on Blog Talk Radio with Chuck Skull. Check it out and follow him, and then you'll know when and where you can catch him. Oh, my gosh. I got a lot of responses to today's show. I wonder if I could say everybody's name. Oh, I want to announce Michelle Bowen, for those of you Floridaites, will be in the Florida area in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, she'll be there on Saturday, February 7th, 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso. You want to go check out New Yorker funny lady Michelle Bowen. Doors open at 7. And music by a girl named Chuck with a comedy show at 8. And an after party at Tokyo Blue with DJ Citizen Jane. Boy, does that sound like fun or what? Michelle Bowen. Also, you can get her CDs on CD Baby. You can also get my CDs on CD Baby. You might want to get them there or go to her website and get her CDs directly. She makes more money that way. All right, Michelle, have a good trip. See you in the fall. Anyway, let's see. I want to do some shout out. Susie Yengo, are you listening? Lois Brumfield. Hi, Lois, my Facebook friend. And I got so many people going. I want to shout out to those that are listening. Let's see. Who do we have here? Jack Kaufman, I got to do a shout out to. Yeah, definitely a shout out. And Jeanette Mendoza. And who else do we have here? Fran Capo. Oh, Fran Capo. You got to check out Fran Capo. Go to www.francapo.com. She's amazing. She's got 18 books. You're going to like one of them, so order them now. And Michelle Bowen, also www.michellebowen.com. And I'm also available for private parties. There you go. But not that private. They have to be like real shows, guys. So you want to check me out. I had to put that in there. I don't know why. You guys just can't be trusted whenever I say anything. All right. Who we have? Betty Jo Tucker in the house. Yes. And who else needs a shout-out? Well, if you join the chat room or let me know early enough, I will give you a shout out. Also check out all the Catch Rising Stars across the East Coast. Very, very fun. Valentine's Day is coming up, so why don't I play this for you? Here we go. This is for Jillian and Tom.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half blue. Half of nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Not 6 feet tall, hairline receding to bald, a body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Okay, thank you. Remember, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Etiquette Quarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Chuck Skull at 11, right after my show. You want to check that out. George Venture Mom, Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on...
By a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke.
Marco Polo, cyanide in the house all the way from somewhere near it. Got in time for me to...
Now, what this meant, I'll never know.
Get you out.
But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a nudist.
7 p.m. worldwide on the internet.
www.mns.com. Let's say you're at a party. And you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. Can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Thank you.